Here's a thought I'll title The Associated Idea. One of the fundamental responses to a photograph is, this reminds me of something. Said another way, one of the most powerful aspects of photography is its ability to function as a metaphor for something else. It becomes a launching point, a stepping stone to an idea that lies behind it. I know this is in contrast to the school of photography thought that says it's all about the thing itself. And it may be. But the thing itself can be a metaphor for something else. Metaphor is the key idea here. In fact, I'd go so far as to say that photographs can function as a mirror, as a pathway, as a door. And it's this aspect of photography that makes it an art medium. The fundamental physical act of photography is that it can reproduce what the world looks like with incredible human fidelity, with much more detail, much more finesse, much more command of light than any other medium, because it's such a direct response to the world. And photography itself was engineered to see as we humans see. The exceptions to that, of course, I suppose, are infrared photography and things like that. But the vast majority of photographs see the way we see. And if that's all that it does, is see the way the human being sees, then photography reduces itself into what we photograph and how we compose the photograph. That is to say, it's the photographer's role to indicate what's significant. Otherwise, it's the look at this sort of paradigm. And that's all well and good. We all make lots of photographs that are like that because what we see is significant, is inspiring, is fun, is gorgeous, is beautiful. And we want to share that beauty and truth with others through our photographs. But I think there's another path that's available for photography if we zero in on what I'm calling the associated idea, the metaphor, what the photograph points to that may not be in the picture. For example, if I show you a photograph done in a cabin with three bowls of porridge on the table, and that's it, you probably don't look at that and think three bowls of porridge. You might. I mean, that's a possible interpretation. But I would bet most people would see that as a metaphor for Goldilocks and the Papa Bear, the Mama Bear, and the Baby Bear. I find it an incredibly useful tool when I'm out there in the world with my camera to not only capture images that just strike me visually, that look fun, that look interesting, that look like I might be able to make an interesting photograph out of them, but I also take the time to try to ask, what does this remind me of? Where have I seen this before? What does this view in my camera as I'm composing, what does it encourage me to recall from memory, from culture, from reading, from television shows and movies, etc.? What does this composition lend to a metaphorical interpretation of what I'm photographing? It's not that this is a rule, but it is a tool that can sometimes be very useful in helping us think through what we might want the photograph to become when we're done with our processing and etc. What associated ideas do we hope people bring to mind as they look at our photographs and say, this reminds me of something or other?
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.